Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
When I was growing up, I liked most of the priests who served in our parish, except there was one I just could not stand. Church does not bat 1,000. After getting steamed up repeatedly over things I could not do anything about, I decided to do what Jesus says in today's gospel and began to pray every night for his happiness. I figured if he were really happy, he wouldn't play favorites or act so arrogant. 40 years later, I continue to pray for him by name every night, even though he's now dead. I figure he's probably still in purgatory. I started praying for him while in high school, which is a good thing, because little did I know that I would one day be working with him as a fellow priest. Indeed, for a time, I was driving 200 miles round trip in addition to my other assignment, to celebrate Mass in Spanish for his parish, for people he seemed not to care much about. I don't know what effect my prayer had on him, but it helped me keep my motives pure and my actions charitable in his regard. And it enabled me to look for helpful things I could truthfully say about him, which wasn't all that easy, with the result that my anger for him changed to sadness for him, and even pity for him, even though my opinion about him never really changed. I imagine all of you have had that same experience. When we pray for others and do good for them, they benefit, for sure, but we benefit the most. That's what Jesus means in today's gospel when he says, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who maltreat you. If we love someone, we won't speak ill of them unless necessary in order to protect others. What's the point of praying for their happiness if what we'd really like is to see them squirm? To love our enemies, we need good deeds, helpful words, and prayer. Moreover, if this is how we are to treat those who hate us, who actively wish us ill, how much more should we do good deeds and speak helpful words and pray for our brother priests, and others who are not enemies? The priest I pray for was not an enemy. He just had issues. One of the nicest things about our diocese is how united our priests are. And you jubilarians deserve some of the credit. You have served our diocese as priests for 25, 50, and 60 years, and have seen the church in Arkansas weather some pretty tough storms over the years. Priests leaving the ministry, scandals, different opinions about many things in the life of the church. But because you and your brother priests love and respect each other and have brought these challenges to prayer, these adversities have strengthened our brotherhood, uniting us rather than dividing us. You model the unity amid diversity that is at the heart of what it means to be Catholic. And this inspires not only me, but also the people you serve. They can tell. I have a love for St. Monica and am the founding pastor of St. Monica Parish in Edmond, Oklahoma. St. Monica's witness goes to the heart of what Jesus is saying in today's gospel. Her greatest challenges were within her own family, a cruel husband and wayward children on account of their dad. God didn't have to give her any enemies to pray for. Her own family was challenge enough. It was through years of patient, unreciprocated love and persistent prayer that by God's grace, she finally touched their hearts and won them over. In so doing, she won for the church one of the greatest theologians of all time, her wayward son, St. Augustine. All the good he later accomplished was ultimately, in part, the fruit of his mother's good deeds, her helpful words, and above all, her persistent prayer. And that's what Jesus did for us. Even when we were sinners, enemies in a certain sense, he loved us. He prayed for us. He spoke helpful words for us and did for us the ultimate good deed of dying for us on the cross. And in so doing, he was finally able to touch our hearts and win us over. Today, as we honor our jubilarians, he reminds us that as priests, we share in Jesus' great work of salvation, principally by loving others, especially our enemies, by touching their hearts with our good deeds and with our helpful words and with our persistent prayer.